الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلحا بينهما صلحا والصلح خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's verse, ayat kareemah, there is a short lesson regarding if there are certain issues that come about in a person's marriage, then how should he go and how should he proceed making sulah in this marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا وَإِعْرَاضًا, that if a woman fears some type of aversion and some type of ill treatment and maltreatment from her partner, from her husband, or وَإِعْرَاضًا, some aversion, that now this husband has some bughd, some type of hatred for her, and now he wants to turn away from her, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first thing is try and make sulah and try and set things right between both spouses and come to some sort of agreement and make sulah. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. Allah says there's nothing wrong that both of them come to the table and try and reconcile and put right their affairs. Allah says, وَالصُلْحُ خَيْرٌ, the best thing is sulah. For you to do sulah and that is to reconcile, that is better. Allah says, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. In this verse, Allah is explaining to us that be wary and be careful of one thing. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that souls are prone to avarice and self-greed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware that now when there's some type of problem that comes about in a marriage, one partner or the spouse is not going to give or not going to fulfill the rights, the huquq, properly, the rights of the other partner. So each spouse is doing that. Each spouse will not fulfill the rights and the obligations of the huquq of the other partner, how it ought to be fulfilled. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that souls are such that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, there's the self-greed that's found in every soul that overtakes man. So sometimes he fails in fulfilling the duties of the other person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be wary of that. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that whoever is safe from this greed of his soul, such people are successful. So in other words, here also, despite there being some issues, let not these issues make it such that a person now does not fulfill the hukuk of the other partner. وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this last part of the verse says, that if you do good, in other words, if you still maintain that peace and that muhabbah bayna zawjain, between both spouses, if they maintain this, وَتَتَّقُوا, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order, in other words, whatever huquq is wajib upon, that's necessary upon both spouses, if they have to maintain that huquq, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what you do. In other words, Allah will requite you accordingly. But if you fail in your duty and the obligation of looking after the rights of both spouses, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of that too. Allah will requite you accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for husband and wife in the nikah to maintain the hukuk of each other.